Once, as we said, in John and Salaam, this time there was a person called Aplapun, the great philosopher Aplapun. And he should ask a lot of questions to everyone. He was a great person, a great Hakim. And very few people, most of them could not even answer him to. So he asked Musa alayhi salam the same question. He asked him, if the sky is the bow, the sky is the bow, and the arrow is being thrown by Allah, where will you go? He asked that question. In other words, the arrow that's throwing out is all the calamities and difficulties man faces from the sky. Allah Ta'ala is sending down whatever difficulties we are facing, whatever calamities we are facing, whether it's floods and sickness, whatever it may be. All that is coming up from the sky is coming down. Asked Musa alayhi salam, what would the person do? Because it's obvious he can't run away anywhere. From anyone else he can run away, he can't run from Allah Ta'ala. What must he do? So he told him, very simple. Very simple. He got a shock. I asked so many questions, this question to so many people, no one should even answer to it. So simple, Musa. You see, I won't submit to the person who is in the arrow. In other words, I will submit to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, what it means? I make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. I remember him. Whatever he is doing now, I'll remember him. I'll think of him. I'll become strong with him. I will convince him that I love him. I become close to him. I will take his name all the time. So when I begin to take his name all the time, then obviously that those things which is coming to me is no more harmful, because I know it's coming from who? The one who loves me so much. The one who loves me so much. And he knows what I'm going through. So why must I worry? I must not go through any difficulties. I mustn't put in myself in any kind of anxiety, stress, going for this, put my mind to that. I'm not supposed to put my mind to those things that's coming that's beyond my control. By putting my mind to all that thing, so it will not change the situation. I must just hold his hand and he must hold my hand. As long as he is holding your hand, what other hand you want after that? Thereafter, whatever comes upon you, it will not harm you anymore. Before it was like this, that it was coming upon you, your heart was with that. Your heart was with that. Now your heart is the one who is doing that. So the heart is the one who is doing that. It obviously you know the same person. You become content. Allah bi zikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, verily the person who makes the zikr of Allah, his heart is completely at ease, peace of mind, peace of heart, content. Any kind of thing that's coming upon him now, who he faces, will not change him in any way. He'll have peace of mind, does not bother him at all. That is what is called. Because you see, why? It was written for me. Before he forgot me, he's thinking of me. He's thinking of me. In that condition, you say, Allah is thinking of me. When he's thinking of you, then what you do? It's obvious this month that you become happy. Thank you. Then will you think of the calamities? You think of whatever you face in the sickness, or you think of him? And once you think of him, then all those things no more become the problem. No more become the kind of a problem, stress and all, it becomes more sukoon, comfort. That tum mujhe dekh raha hai, main tujhe dekh raha hoon. You look at me and I look at you. You can bring your mind to everything else and think, and this is happening to me, and that is happening, and this we're going through, and that we're going through, all kind of things you can go through. You're putting yourself into stress. All kinds of things will go into your heart. All kinds of things will go. Your namaz will not be at ease too. Your sleep will not be at ease too. Your zuban will not be at ease too. You'll begin to talk things that you're not supposed to speak to. Because that's what you're talking is something which is not in your control. You're not supposed to worry about those who are not in your control. Worry about what is in your control. So when the heart is in your control, the control who? Allah Ta'ala. Put your heart within, link to Him. Fadhkuruni adhkuru. You remember me, I remember you. Hazrat says so nicely. You remember me, I remember you. You take my name, I take your name. You take my name, I take your name. Allah Ta'ala said, you take my name, I take your name. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a company, Allah Ta'ala listen, remember in a better company. Allah Ta'ala remembers you in the company of the Faristas, what does you more than that? And thereafter Allah Ta'ala said also, if you come to the company, start to say, Allah Ta'ala says, oh, Ibrahim, I love this person. I love this person. Jibreel, I love this person, I want you to love him too. What do you want to make Magaj Mari of all the other things that's happening around us? Thinking of that and thinking of that, this solution, that solution, no solution. If you took into account all those things which you wasted your time in thinking about, you have lost so much of valuable time in one time, subhanAllah, how much Allah will listen. How close we can go. In one time into the name of Allah subhanAllah, in the time that you're speaking and discussing all these things, which you're not just wasting your time, you never get any answers because that's not in your control. One time to subhanAllah, how close we can go. So fadhkuruni adhkurkum. When you remember me, I remember you. When you remember me, you take my name, I take your name. And he tells Father Jibreel, I love this person. He goes up to the other Farista, Allah love this person, you must love him too. And then Farista, they all the other Farista together, they go, the people of the world, Allah Ta'ala said, I love this person too, you must love him too. Otherwise, who will love you? Who will come to you too? No one comes to you. Allah Ta'ala put that love into your heart for that person for you to come to you, that's Allah. That how much you do. So how important it is that every moment of yourself, instead of getting involved in engrossing yourself in those things which are not important but putting you into more stress and depression, anxiety, all kind of things, put yourself in that condition that you remember him, he'll never forget you. When you make making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't know how much it is that. And remember one thing, you forget him, he forgets you too. You forget him, he forgets you too. If you forget Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala forgets you. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَلَّذِنَ سُمَّهُ وَنْسَامُ مُنْفِسُ Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, do not become like those people, you forget me, then I'll forget you then. And أُولَٰئِكَ الْفَاسِقُونَ Bahasas says, just imagine a mu'min, and Allah Ta'ala was given a title of a fasiq. Allahu. See, we do not take the importance of what we do not know. We want to become a sadiq. We want to become to take the role of Allah Ta'ala. But we do not want to do what He wants us to do. Take everything out of the head, all the things what you take it out, and just do one thing, remember Him all the time. We no doubt this, we must take precautions. Precautions of all kinds of things. But not to that extent that we forget him. Not to that extent that we talk about him. You take all the precautions but think of him. Because remember, the only one can remove whatever we're facing in this world, in the whole global world, whatever we're facing, only Allah can remove. Allah is showing the whole world whatever there's a wisdom behind everything that Allah does. Allah Ta'ala does. Now when you know that you're going through those difficult conditions, whatever conditions you're going through, sicknesses, whatever it may be, whether your business, whatever is going through, if you got this thing here in mind, that you know there is a wisdom behind this. I'm going through, Allah Ta'ala knows me.
He knows what is good for me.
That condition can only come into you when you remember him making zikr all the time. If it's not making zikr all the time, that condition will never come into you. You become like this, that you'll be sitting everywhere, but your mind is somewhere else. Put your mind with him and his mind with you. Do your work, continue, carry on, read the Quran Sharif all the time, zikr of Allah Ta'ala, do your work. But your mind must be with him. Your heart must be with him. The heart must be with him. So you notice this, but that there is no such thing as calamity. There is no such thing as musibat. The musibat is you bring that musibat in your heart. Musibat is that you bring that in your heart. That this is happening and that is happening, all kind of things happening, you know that. But in your heart is that there is no musibat at all, then alhamdulillah, there is no musibat at all. There is no musibat at all. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam time, there was a woman, you know. And she told him that, you know, it so happened that when the tufan came, the floods came, so he forgot her. He forgot her. And the people were in the ship. And others got drowned. Usually Nuh alayhi salam was worried. You know, what a thing, you know. She brought iman and forgot her. Never mind, after that, after the flood subsided, he went down and he went toward that woman's house. The house was nice and sad. Nothing wrong with her at all. She was in the house. And Noah, she asked, oh no, you're talking of some flood. What happened to the flood? What happened to the flood? You're talking of some flood? Say, what happened? How Allah Ta'ala protected her that she did not even see the sign of the flood too. So if you become Allah Ta'ala's too, you become a lover, then there's no such thing going to worry about what is happening around us. But you're talking about it, not being different, that's why there's no difference. Become a lover. Only Allah can do everything, you know this much, we have that in mind, then you must know, become a lover. Then you see, inshallah, I'm not saying you'll walk in the street openly and all, you must know, you must take the precautions. Islam teaches us that. But in this condition, do not become so much of that kind that you know your mind is fearing all the time. The heart is fearing. There must be no fear. The fear of only one is Allah. You cannot die before His time. You can never die before His time. Allah Ta'ala made that, He wrote it down. Allah wrote it down. The five things Allah wrote it down will never change. You say, I wrote this thing down, it's noted, that's finished now. One is your age, you know. If you 100 years, you go 100. If you 20 years, you go 20. No one can change that in there. And your amal, you know, your actions. What is written for your action, that's all to be no more than that. That was written for your action, that's all to it. Allah will give you to that. And remember, everything that Allah does, there is so much of wisdom behind it, if only you and I can take it, that there is a wisdom there. Whatever is happening, there is a wisdom there. Link yourself with Allah by making zikr all the time, that there is a wisdom behind it. The answer is nothing else. Isi mein khair. Isi mein? Look at the two farishtas when they are going down. That one farishta is saying he is going there to keep the kafirs. He's Zaytun. Allah Ta'ala said, give him the Zaytun to eat, drink. That mu'min is asking for mulk, or whatever else, Allah Ta'ala don't give him. The two farishtas meet on the road. Where are you going? I'm going to give that calf. That person wanted fish or Zaytun, whatever. There's no fish there, we have to make it for him. Allah Ta'ala give him the fish. We don't understand. And that mu'min now is last, and that person last is going to die now, but he wants fish, Allah Ta'ala give him the fish. And this person, this side wants mulk, mu'min. Allah said, don't give him the mulk. They didn't understand this, they had the farishta. How Allah is so kind, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If only you know, you can only love Him and no one else. Only love Him, no one else. You know, the Farista said, okay, it so happened that before the Kafir could die, he got his fishy 18 colors. And before this Mumin died, the milk was coming, it was thrown out, did not drink. He felt very hurt about it, the Farista, they can't say anything. Ask Allah Ta'ala, what is the wisdom behind it? Allah Ta'ala says, remember that Kafir, you know, how just Allah is, that if a Kafir does something good in this world, Allah will give him the reward here. Want to give him the reward? Even a Kafir does something here, Allah give him the reward. Allah is so just. He's a Kafir, but he did some good act of giving that reward. That on the day of Qiyamah, he mustn't ask me, Ya Allah, I did this good deed, give me something for that. How Allah is so perfect. Allah. So he wondered if this one act was filled, that was left out, the reward, I want to give it to him this reward. So he desired to have the fish, I made sure I gave it to him, now take it, please go. And the mu'min, I don't want to put him in Jahannam. I don't want to put him in Jahannam. Allah will never put a mu'min in Jahannam, but mu'min himself in Jahannam at this point. When you forget Allah, Allah forgets you. That's why Quruni Alkum, you remember me, Allah remembers. Mahadur says so nicely. You take my name, Allah that I take your name. And if Allah Ta'ala takes your name, what does you want more than that? In the same, you know, when a very big person go to, and you go there, sometimes you know, when we sit in Hazrat in Badis, Hazrat takes our name. Oh, takes our name, let everyone else take your name. What happens to you? You go to the moon. Something happens to you. So there, when Allah Ta'ala takes your name, what does you want more than that? What do you want more than that to take your name? If only you know that you're making the zikr of Allah, would this at heart that you're making zikr? By the way, you're making zikr, you think Allah is taking my name. How you will make zikr then? You continue making zikr, my Allah is taking my name, you won't stop making zikr. When you know that Allah is taking my name, whether it's Quran Sharif reading, whether zikr, whatever it is prescribed to you, really make zikr. When you got this in your heart that Allah is taking my name, what will you do? Say, Allah, remembering me. And the more you make zikr, because now you want Allah to remember you all the time. So once you Allah to remember you, that's why they say, when you sit in the masjid to make zikr of Allah, don't talk. Make zikr, respect the masjid, make the zikr of Allah. Anna Jalisun. Allah, I sit with those people to make my zikr and with them. You may be thinking you're making zikr alone, you may think Allah is with you, to speak to you. And when Allah Ta'ala listens to you, what does you more than that? Allah Ta'ala listens to you. Then you make sure every time you come, every moment you got when you're driving a car to Anna Jalisunma. Allah Ta'ala is with me, make zikr. So you're driving, but you're not driving alone, you're driving Allah Ta'ala. How much of guna you save from how much of sin you bring, how much of wrongs? Your mind not go to anyone, all the wrong thing what you're thinking about, all that goes away. It comes into your heart after you only want Allah Ta'ala, that's what it wants. So when this person Allah Ta'ala told Farista, that one good deed you had, one sin was balanced of him. I do not want him to catch him in the Jahannam. The day of Qiyamah, I want to catch him. That's why I want to just punish him in this way. He will deprive of this milk, of the whatever it is, they do, and then he will be free to go to Jannah. So Allah is of that kind. Allah Ta'ala. So how much muhabbat we supposed to have? فَذْكُرُونِي يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي إِنْ تَنْصُرُوا يَنْصُرْكُمْ You remember, help Allah, Allah will help you too. Allah will help you, help me, I'll help you too. So فَذْكُرُونِي يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَلَا تَقُونُ كَلَّدِي سُبْحَانَ Everything becomes like this, you remember Allah, Allah will remember you too. As far as possible, this much remember that Hazrat said,
That the fasiqun that you want, Allah Ta'ala said, you want me to title you as a fasiq? Being a mu'min, you got the title of mu'min, and yet now you're not acting like a mu'min. What is, every mu'min has to have this quality in him, that every moment he must remember Allah Ta'ala. He must not be, his tongue must not be free from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Continuously making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he must think this one that I must not be from the one that's forgetting Allah. And once you forget Allah Ta'ala, Allah will forget you too. So when every time when you forget to make a zikr, think Allah has forgotten. Allah has forgotten me. I must remember Allah Ta'ala. So when you begin to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that's what happens. And then you become ashik. You know, ashik? Ashik means that you become so loved to Allah Ta'ala that everything that it does to you, in the eyes of people that may be looking like it's very harmful, in your eyes, you're very happy. You're very happy. Because you're very happy because you say this much, mehboob mujhe yaad kar diya. Mehboob mujhe yaad kar diya. Every time when a person see a person going through some sickness, some difficulty is going through, if you only get in that there's a reason behind, the purpose behind it, that my beloved one loves me this way. He's remembering me now. He's remembering me. Nothing is a punishment for a moment. For a moment, everything is a raise. To raise his status. Somehow Allah Ta'ala will raise the status of a person who is going through any of these things, you go through any difficulties, Allah Ta'ala will raise his status. Give him the status of that kind, that only there he comes to realize where? Qiyamah. What the position Allah will give you. So how important it is that this matter at all times, Ashid Bano, you know, that taraf is not there. So what is that taraf? What is taraf? You see, when Hazrat gave a nice example, you see, when you slaughter a chicken, you see, taraf shakes so much. Where is that in us for zikr? Where is that in us in zikr? We just make zikr one day, khalas. Where is the zikr must come that you're making zikr all the time? You know, there was one Buzru Bahaziji. He used to read so much Quran that it became difficult for him to go to the toilet. Then he became difficult because he's zikr making while his tongue is moving all the time. So he told Hazrat, you know, I'm making zikr, I'm reading Quran, but now so the situation became that I cannot, my lips are not talking. Now what kind that is now? You and I get tired of making zikr for 1 hour. And here he's making zikr so much that the tongue is moving all the time, you can't stop it. Hazrat told him, what you must do is when you go to the toilet, close your lips, tight like this. In other words, hold your lips. Because now you cannot control. Alhamdulillah, I met that Buzu also, inshallah. Hold that. If I'm not mistaken, it should be 25 para a day. 25 para a day, we can't eat 1 para today too. 1 para we can't eat today too. And 25 paras. So how much the lips will be moving? So he hold his tongue. Hazrat told him. Very big ustad, he was a big ustad. Alhamdulillah, I mean, the Quran wrote by him too. He was blind. Alhamdulillah. So one day, one ustad told him, MashaAllah, you know, so good. Your istidad is so good, you. And, you know, you're doing so well and all that. And you should progress a little bit. Why are you wasting your time? What have you achieved? He says, Alhamdulillah, one thing I achieved, namaz padhne aa gayi. To read namaz, Alhamdulillah, I got that. What a great achievement that is. If namaz padhne aa gayi, to sab kuch aa gayi. And when Hazrat gives up that incident, mere ek dost, take him as a friend, said, look what he has achieved. When you make zikr all the time will come, you know how to read namaz also. You know how to read namaz also. Your mind won't go everywhere else. Everything will
will be focused in the right place, because you focus one place now. When we can think of Allah, Allah, when doing all the time the condition comes like that, then you focus to one. You focus to only one. You cannot, it might never go anywhere else. You come to the masjid, you make a zikr. You drive in the car, make a zikr. Everywhere you make zikr. Everything that happens around you will not make any difference. Everything that happens around you will not make any difference at all. It will not affect you at all. At the moment you have been defected. That's why everything that you hear, you won't have the time to look at the media also. You won't have the time to look at what is happening now and listen to anyone else. Because everyone that you meet today, the only subject is, look what is happening around. What is happening around? So what must I do? I got no remedy, please. Amma Allah Ta'ala. You're telling me, so what must I do? So what must I do? They say Islamically too, when you got a problem, you complain to a person who can help you. If you cannot help you, then you mustn't tell you to complain. Now this complaint will be, what must I do? So what must I do? I cannot help you. So will that not go into future thoughts? وَالَّذِينَ وَعْنِ اللَّهِ الْمُونَ الْمُونَ. Will that not go into future thoughts? Definitely going to future thoughts. So how important it is that whenever you talk also think, you have missed out the zikr that time. But if you make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, how much of sukoon you got in you? The peace of mind would do. That lady there in the Muhammad Islam, where the thing is? So when that one person, you know, when the famine took place, so what he is, one slave, he's riding the horse and going, that person asked him, what? Everyone going through so much of unhappiness, yeah, you, so going to the horse. He said, my boss got everything. You're not short of everything. So our boss is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. So what is there short about? Why concerned about things that is not in our hands? Concerned of things in our hands. Our hands to keep him happy. Our hands is to keep him. The more you keep Allah Ta'ala happy, the more Allah Ta'ala will keep you happy, the more you remember him, Allah Ta'ala will remember you tomorrow. So this is what we'll be lacking today. Lacking today. This is what we're lacking. We bring that condition to us. Stop discussing this thing, will not make any difference. Wallahi, it makes no difference. It makes no difference at all. The only difference it made is you forgot Allah Ta'ala. Do not interfere with people and with other people's affairs. That whose affairs? That Allah's affairs. Why are you calling Allah's affairs? Only remember him. Can you call on remembering him all the time? He is the only one that God has said in the end, Pareshan mat hona. Do not bring Pareshan into you. Do not bring Pareshan. The other day I was listening to what Hazrat Majlis said. Pareshan mat. Hazrat Thani said, the worst thing is Pareshan. The worst thing is pareshani. You distress yourself, you into all kinds of difficulties, misery, restlessness. Everything happens because you bring that into you. Do not bring those things into you. Do not bring those things into you. Pareshani. It means not majesty. Leave it in his hand and see, inshallah, how Allah brings about. Yes, dua. Dua is the only thing that we lack in. The only thing can change the situation is dua. Remembering him, zikr all the time, dua. Allah Ta'ala can change. But if you look at it, what is wrong with us? Are we short of anything? We're not short of anything. The only short of here is short of zikr. You are short of zikr karte ro. Take his name all the time and see how he take your name. And when he start taking your name, then you see khalas. Khuda karenge himmat dikam tak tabiyat. Tabiyat ko shariat banao. Every moment he make his zikr. You know one buzuk? He made so much of zikr that the doctor said that, you know, you will take operation on you, you must make sure you don't make zikr. He said, no, I'll be ready for my Why they put a chloroform in there, but it's making zikr all the time? The zikr never stopped. The zikr wasn't stopped. It continued all the time. In the chloroform, that zikr is making it. One Buzru, you meet Hazrat, he was saying, he making zikr in the movie. The Baba came to give him no mustache. So, Hazrat, please, stop zikr. Because I cut your lips. I'm prepared my lips to be cut, but not the zikr. I'm prepared that my lips will get cut, but not the zikr mustn't stop. If we can be the same thing, if a person was this condition in him, zikr all the time, he won't commit one gunah. He'll have this in his heart that Allah Ta'ala is looking at him all the time. His friend will be only Allah Ta'ala and no one else. He'll make sure he won't give anyone takleef to. He makes sure that every moment he tries to keep everyone happy and from Allah Ta'ala is happy. خداك الله تعالى محمد كريم وفيك مسلم وعبد الله محمد ربنا آتنا وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا ربنا آتنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين إن النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك ربنا اغفر لنا وانصرنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الدنيا واجعلنا في الدنيا مرضاه وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ورحمه الله